Andy, satisfied with the point or frustrated you couldn't keep hold of all three?
A little bit frustrated that we couldn't keep all three. I think that goal's 82nd minute, Andy. When you get that close, you're obviously a little bit disappointed. So, but no, the performance again was excellent today, and very good and pleased with the players. And yeah, if they keep performing to that level, you know, we've played three teams in the top three or four recently, and gone toe to toe with every single one of them, and it shows what we are capable of.
What can you say about particularly that last 20 minutes of the first half? Because it seemed going forward things were really starting to click.
Yeah, that was the spell of the game. You know, we got the goal, which gave us a lift and give the crowd a lift and give everybody a lift. And that's the disappointing thing, that we didn't maybe score a couple more. You know, I think we were well worthy of the lead, and it maybe could have been more comfortable than it was. And at 1-0, you're always on a dicey one, aren't you, at 1-0. But no, I'm pleased overall with the performance.
It's hard to think of too much Paul Jones had to do.
Yeah, I can't remember. There was a couple of chances they had in the first 20 minutes before we really took control of the game for that, like you said, that last spell of the first half. But no, you know, Paul, the players defended well in front of him, and Paul didn't have too much to do, and that was a good performance again today. You know, we take heart from the last three, Andy.
Jed Wallace will claim the goal, but some great work in the build-up for a number of players.
Yeah, it was a fluent move, wasn't it? And Tubbsy was close, Westy was close, I think, and then Jed knocks the last one in. So, no, you know, no matter who scores them, as long as we pick up points in, you know, that's a good point today, you know. We'd all like three, of course we would, and that's very important. But, you know, the performance level again was very good today, and I think we're a little unfortunate not to win it.
James Dunn went off injured. What was his problem?
He was knackered, and to be honest, we got a good 70, 75 out of him, I think, and he got a whack on the ankle, but he was starting to tread water a little bit. You know, he's been out a little while now, and he was out of it, to be honest with you. So he needed that little breather, and yeah, we have to make sure that he doesn't break again, obviously. And when players are fatigued, that's when they're more susceptible to injury. So we have to be very careful with him. But I thought he was outstanding today. You know, he showed today what we've missed.
How big a boost is it to have him back?
Oh, massive. Yeah, you know, as you saw in his performance today, I thought he was outstanding. You know, what James Dunn does. He picked up his regular booking as well, which we're trying to curb. But I thought he was very, very good today.
And up front, first time we've seen Tubbs and Westcar. Do you think there's a prospective partnership
there?
Yeah,
I think, you know, I've got plenty of firepower now, Andy, and it'll be what we feel is the right way to go today. I thought that them two caused problems for Burton, especially in that spell. First half, as you said, second half, we were more on the counter. And Paul McCallum came on as well and was a little bit unlucky on a couple of occasions. But now we've got good firepower in those three that I mentioned, and Ryan Taylor, so there's good choice now.
Just find a couple. Jack Watmore not in the squad today. Was that selection, or is he finished?
A little bit of both, really. He's 18 years old, Jack. We have to remember that. You know, he's come an awful long way in a short space of time, and you know, sometimes you have to take him out of the firing line for different reasons. And I just felt that Jack needed a breather today.
Just a final one. Three good performances in a row, but only 2 points picked up. How do you turn the good performances into
believing.
Points?
We keep believing. I've just said to the players, you know, they're quite low in there because they wanted the 3 points today, you know. But we'll go again Monday, and we just keep working, Andy. And you know, everybody's got to stick together at this football club, which when it's up against us, we generally do.
Nothing specific if you need to change
that. No, because the performance levels in the last three games have been very good, haven't they? You've watched every game like I have, and we probably deserve to pick up more points than we have. You know, I don't think anyone could argue if we'd have picked up 6 or 7 points out of the last three games, and we have to keep believing, we have to keep that mental spirit, that mental toughness, and keep working hard in training, and sooner or later it's going to turn.